What's up, fans? Our partners here at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, sports developments, including this year's NBA Finals, NHL Hockey Conference Finals, Major League Baseball, and the latest fighting news, even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use our promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, to get the bonus and get into the action. Bet online where the game starts. Not only does Bet Online sponsor the Boss Man Show, they'll sponsor you too. Get Bet Online today because the Boss Man said so. Back on the Boss Man Show, we got new head coach of Frederick Dickinson University, the Knights, Coach Tobin Adams, here with me. Coach Tobin, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing awesome.
I hear that, man. Let me ask you this, man. You know, you've been at D2 for a long time, very successful coach down there, man. Tell me about the opportunity at FDU, man. You got the call from the AD, man, and president administration to make you say, hey, it's time for me to make this move to D1 now, to FDU.
Yeah, I mean, it's been you know, a great run at St. Thomas Aquinas Division II. We've been there for 9 years and won a lot of games and had a lot of fun and got it going a little bit. And it's, you know, it's at a certain point, I think you're ready for a new challenge, something, new opportunity. FDU is great. I mean, FDU has been in the NCAA Tournament II the last 9 years. They've had success. They've it's not too far away. It's in the metro area here for New York City. You can recruit. You can get to certain places. So, I think it's a place like we could definitely build a program and win championships and have a lot of success. And so it's kind of similar to the place I was at, where it's like a small school, a family atmosphere, great campus here, you know, small setting, but also the access to the city and to all the great high schools and high school basketball around here and prep school basketball around here. So it's it's a great challenge to try to come in here and they've had a little bit of some down years the last couple of years, and let's try to get it going and win some games.
Now, for you, you know, at D2, you have 10 scholarships that you kind of spread out. At D1, it's 13 fools. So how's that been different for you from when you've been at D2 all those years, having to figure out the math now of making your roster?
I tell you, you know your stuff, which I appreciate. That's, yeah, the 10, you can cut up 10 into like, sometimes into like 15 or 16 if you had a good financial aid director. So it was sometimes at Division II, there's some bonuses to having that able to slice them up a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, it's different. Like, you just can't, it's like anything. You don't want to make a lot of mistakes. You want to get the right kind of kids, the kind of kids that are going to work hard, tough kids, want to get better. You don't want to miss on a bunch of guys or get you in trouble. There's that old saying that, you know, that the doctors can bury their patients, but coaches got to live with theirs for 4 years. And so sometimes you make a mistake, and that's just the way it is. So we got to make sure we do a good job recruiting, get the right guys, right culture guys, right kind of guys are going to work hard. But that's true at all levels. But, yeah, it's important.
How's it been getting to know the guys who are staying with you guys and getting blood? As you and I both know, relationship building is the biggest key part of coaching in this business. Is it building that bond? These kids trust you and believe in you, know you care about them as people, not just as players. How's it been getting to know these guys here on your team so far?
Yeah, that's a great point. Like, so when I got the job, we were just starting finals, so it was kind of hard. Guys were going to finals. We had 2 days of practice, so it was just like quick and on the court for about 4 hours total, and then they went into finals. So I didn't see them a bunch the first week or so, and then. Since then, we had a Zoom call last night. We've been on the phone all the time. I'm looking forward to the summer. We get July 5th is our first day of summer school. We go for 6 weeks, and so we get a chance to get the guys on campus. And that'll be a huge part of our building process, get the guys up here and spending time together, team dinners, team get-together, we'll play some team softball, stuff like that that's fun to do, and build a team. So it's been a process, but we signed 6 new guys in the last 3 weeks, so it's been a little bit crazy. And we're still going. We got a couple more guys we need to get. So it's nonstop. But I'm excited. I think we have great guys in the program. The guys that are coming back are the right kind of guys. And we're looking forward to getting this going.
And as you know, Coach Tobin, like summertime is the best time to get better because summertime you focus on development and your own game. Because come August, November here to get overly upset first game, you're worrying about getting the team ready to play these games. So these next 6 weeks when they get there on July 5th, how much are you going to tell your guys this is the time to get better this 6 weeks, to get stronger, faster, work on your games? Because we're going to need that. We're going to be focused on the team when we come back for fall here.
Yeah, summer's all about you, right? Summer's all about what you can do, you know, getting better, pushing your comfort level a little bit, trying to try some stuff, try to get a little bit creative in your game and try to get better. So I'm hoping right now they're doing that. I think we got all June where they're on their own back home, and hopefully they're playing and working and lifting and doing all kind of stuff. We talked about that last night. Like maybe make sure you come back into shape on July 5th. July 5th is the time we start getting better, not trying to get into shape. So, I used to love summers when I was a player. It's a time that you can really, like, you have more time to work on your own game. And so we'll get better as a team as each guy gets better as a player. And we've done a great job, I think, at St. Thomas Aquinas. Before I was at, it was like we spent a lot of time on individual development. We found guys who wanted to get better. So I think our guys will take advantage of the summer, and I think we'll make some big gains.
No doubt, because I know when I played, it was for me. I said, you know, when I was – now, for me personally, I need to be around my guys to work harder. I'm not going to lie to you about that.
It helps.
When I'm back in Atlanta, I wasn't going hard as I did when I was in Nashville. So when I got to Nashville, I was doing a little bit more there. So, but I feel you, man. Like, you know, it's like, it's very key. And I think sometimes young guys don't realize how important it is to get better on your own. Because you the great ones get better when the coach doesn't say come to the gym or catch some balls or run some routes. They get better on their own time to make their craft even better.
No, absolutely. That's the time. And it's like the guys who really want to be great, they're going to spend time every day, you know? So like our gym, my office overlooks our gym right now. And so we have guys that are in the area and they're in here all the time. The guys so far have been great about getting in the gym and spending time on the court and in the weight room and stuff like that. So this is a great time for us. And if you're going to catch people, like that's the idea. If you're a player, you want to catch guys that are ahead of you. If you're a team, you want to catch teams that are ahead of you. You got to spend a lot of time from now until we start official practice in September, October, getting better.
And Coach Tobin, what's about the NEC's league, man? You know, it doesn't get the respect it deserves, in my opinion, but it's good coaching, good ball in that league. It's very tough each night out there. Talk about, as you kind of watch film on your teams you'll be playing this upcoming year, what will you notice on film from these teams that you'll be playing this year?
Well, first of all, it's tremendous balance, I think. There's tremendous competitive balance. I think there's a lot of teams in here that have a chance to be very, very good. I mean, I've been watching for a long time. I'm a basketball junkie, so I'm watching games every night. I'm watching NEC games all the time. It's, you know, Thursday, Saturdays. It's I'm watching Wagner play, St. Francis or Wagner play, Sacred Heart, teams like that. So I've been watching a lot of tape. I mean, I think there's really good guard play. I think the guards are really, really good, and there's a lot of very, very athletic, so the games are pretty fast. Not if I was in the MAC for a couple of years and I thought the games were a little bit slower there. It's a little bit faster, a little bit quicker, a little bit more guard oriented. I think there's very good coaching in this league. And I think it's wide open. I think that's one of the best parts about this league right now is I think there's, you know, with Bryant and Mount St. Mary's leaving, the thing is it's wide open. I think there's any team can have make a run and have a chance to win the conference and go to the NCAA tournament. So it should be a lot of fun. I mean, obviously we're coming from a place where we got to build a little bit, but I think there's it's exciting. Like Stonehill's joining the league, which is a great school. We know Stonehill pretty well. Merrimack's had a good run, obviously. So there's some really good teams that are in here, some great coaches. So we're looking forward to trying to get ourselves back to where we can compete on a nightly basis, and I think we're not that far away.
And I know some of the non-conference games are probably already done for you for next year, but with we having such a new team, will you be kind of scheduling some more different kind of games to maybe get your guys some confidence hitting any NEC play this year?
Yeah, we put together a really good schedule. If I tell you who we're playing, my SID will.
Oh, yeah, don't do that. But yeah,
I'm trying to spend the first few weeks staying out of trouble here if I can. That's one of the biggest things. You're doing a new job is not get yourself in trouble. But it's a great schedule. We're gonna have to play some games against some good teams, and then we got some teams like in this area. There's so many good colleges you can play within a 30-40 mile radius, and so we're playing a bunch of teams in this area that we're trying to compete with. You want to play some home games, obviously playing at home is huge. A lot of low to mids go on the road a lot. Like we're going to try to stay at home as much as we can, or, you know, to a decent balance of home games. And I think there's but it's like, you want to be playing your best basketball come conference play. That's the whole idea. It's like, whatever you got to do in the non-conference to be at your best come we start December 29th this year when Merrimack comes to town, and we got to make sure we're ready to to have a good conference season.
Let me ask you this, Coach, for this man, for you, when did you decide you want to get into coaching? I know you played, you was a player, but yeah. Sometimes players don't want to get into coaching. So what was the trigger for you to want to get into coaching after playing?
Well, my dad was a high school coach back in Iowa, so I grew up around coaching my whole life. Like, I was in a gym when I was old enough to, I mean, I remember going to one of his first games. I was like 3 years old, could barely walk. So I was in the gym my whole life watching either like watching open gyms, watching practice. I'm not sure I missed a practice my whole life from when I was like 3 years old up. I used to always go to practice. I didn't want to go anyplace else. I was in the gym the whole time, watching him on the bus all the time. My best memories of his high school teams, going to the games and watching them. And he had some really good teams, but he had also, I mean, there was one year he was building a program in small town Iowa where, you know, sometimes you can't pick your talent, and they were 0-19. And I remember going through that 0-19 season, I think it was like the sixth grade, and how tough that was. And then, you know, 2 years later, those guys became conference champions. So it was just fun to watch him build a team. And I always knew I wanted to coach. Like, that was just my thing. And I went to Wesleyan. I went to a good school. All my friends are working in finance and doing all stuff like that. And I was just like, I want to coach. I want to be in a gym. I still get jacked up for practice. I still get excited about going recruiting. Like, we go recruiting here in about 2 weeks. And like, I love going recruiting. I love loving practice starts. So it's just something like, you have a passion for it. And like, there's never a day when I come into work or go into practice where I'm not excited about being here. And that's a great feeling.
Now, for the fans up here who have up in the Northeast, who they want to come see you guys play, what are some nice food spots in the Teaneck and Hackensack area for our listeners to go eat when since you've been there? You got to use the connoisseur now. You've been there for a little while. What spots do you choose like that people should come and check out when they come see you all play?
Yeah, that's a great quote. So I was where I was at St. Thomas. I tell you, we had some great food places over there. So I'm still, you know, I'm still close to my home. There's some spots over there. But Hackensack, right? We've been to a couple places. There's a place called Presto's. There's an Italian restaurant called Presto's. Really good Italian food that we like a lot. Brooklyn Pizza Crossway has tremendous pizza. Like, I'm, you know, coming from Iowa, I'm not used to good pizza at all. So we had some good pizza places over near St. Thomas. And Brooklyn Pizza is fantastic. There's a bunch of other restaurants like right across the way here. There's a Miller's Ale House, which is fantastic too. So that's good. But I got to give a shout out to my back by my in Spark Hill, Bailey's. Bailey's is my go-to restaurant back. It's only about 25 minutes away. The best wings in the world. So we got some good spots over there too. But it's a great area. You're close to everything. I could be in New York City in 30 minutes, which is awesome. And it's an awesome place to recruit to, awesome place to live, great place to run a program. So we're excited.
I hear that. Well, Coach Tobin, thank you so much for your time this morning, man. It was fun to chat with you. Hope to see you on the road. If you come to Atlanta, Lake Point, or the Peach Jam, we got to link up and have some dinner in Atlanta, man.
That's awesome. I'd love to do it. It'd be great.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks for your time this morning, buddy.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
All right. What's up, fans? Our partners here at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, sports developments, including this year's NBA Finals, NHL Hockey Conference Finals, Major League Baseball, and the latest fighting news, even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use our promo code BELIEVE, BLEAV, to get the bonus and get into the action. Bet online where the game starts. Not only does Bet Online sponsor the Boss Man Show, they'll sponsor you too. Get Bet Online today because the Boss Man said so.